please.
From the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, request an authorization to submit a proposal for and accept if granted funding through the United States Forest Service State and Private Forestry Redesign Competitive Allocation RFP Fiscal Year 2011 for the naturalization of selected DPRC park land.
Mr. Haley and Mr. Russert are here with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll try to speed this up, making some lost time. I should introduce, for those of you who don't know, Brian Russert, who's our Natural Areas Manager. He's leading up the team that does an incredible job of managing those wonderful natural resources we have. He's got a lot ahead of him to do. The item before you is authorization to submit and accept a grant. Basically, in the budget, we had an allocation, this year's budget, $61,000 for doing restoration work, installing shrubs and trees in some of our parkland. We found a grant opportunity through USDA Forest Service to basically double that, and that's what we're looking to do is move forward, get those additional funds. The thought is we'll probably be able to do a little bit better than twice the amount anticipated with twice the money, a little economy of scale. And Brian's here to answer any specific questions you might have.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. There was a question in the during the budget about where are these going to be, and there was some sort of vagueness about that, like we'll tell you later. So I'm wondering, have we identified them yet?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the preliminary areas, we're generating those, taking in consideration that we're a multi-use district, so staying away from athletic fields, special use areas, things along that line, with a focus on doing these in areas that we're going to take out of mowing near existing natural areas to enhance the ecological benefits. So in our preliminary map that we're going to submit this grant, most of those areas fall between Brown Deer Road on the north and Rawson Road, Rawson Avenue on the south. Still vague, but it gets...
You're sure.
I guess I would ask, particularly if there is a map or, as you're identifying specific areas, I just would ask that you would share that. It will be of significant interest to the supervisors in whom area it is. And they're going to get questions about it, and they should be ready ahead of time rather than reacting after it's been naturalized. So, okay.
Could you perhaps, prior to board day, provide us with that information?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. The plan always was, once we have the all the areas picked, to go to the supervisors in that district and let them know ahead of the time to get your feedback.
We have you farsighted.
And then
Director Black?
No, I have a different question.
Well, Chairman, Supervisors, you'll have to, what month we, every year we give you a report that has a detail of all of the areas that we've already naturalized with the maps, with the names, with the parks, with the acreages, all that type of thing. So if you need another one of those to take a look at where we've been and that where we're going, it's in that report that you get annually. So take a look at that, but I'll make sure that you get this next detailed map before we execute.
I appreciate that. I think it's a little backwards in that people would want to know that an area is going to be naturalized in their district before.
A prospective report.
Yes, before they... So while I supported it, it was with a little bit of a question of, well, this will be interesting. Where is this going to go? So... picking up on a theme throughout our day here, the county's money for this is cash financing from UWM land sale. What's the plan? Is there other cash to be substituted? Or
Mr. Haley?
The plan at this point is to apply for the grant and see if we get it. If we don't, then we're sort of back to square one. If we're successful in getting the grant, we'll need to identify whether the UWM money or some other source is there. If not, we don't accept the grant, and we hold off until funding is there. And if we're successful in getting the grant, we'll be able to do more than twice as much work. So it's sort of an effort in progress, if you will. If it's not there, we will not accept the grant if we do not have a match for it.
But in applying for the grant, we don't have to say we have the match in
think it suffices to say that it's been allocated in the budget.
It was my understanding from DAS yesterday that all of those accounts are frozen, so that's why I'm questioning it. Seemed to be Transportation Public Works' response, too, that they were saying they've got their six, but they don't have their half million. So I'm just raising it.
Director Black.
Chairman, supervisors, this is beyond obviously the Parks Department, but I would think that all of those identified projects are going to be problematic for the board on how we carry through it. And again, when this document was presented for Parks Committee, it was before yesterday's meeting, and we knew where we were with UWM. So I think for all of us, and every single one of those projects is going to have its own issues with it. So with this one, I think that we could move forward, and if we have to retract, we do, but I would hate to miss the opportunity to leverage that money.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you identify areas that you're going to put into naturalize, if you can be a little sensitive to the parkways where there's homes on, I mean, because that's about the only issue that our complaint that I've gotten about it is for years people are used to that grass being cut, you know, like a golf course across the street from them, and now it isn't. And it's actually a good thing because as the river overflows, it's nice to have the tall grass to clean all of the debris that's in there out. But it's hard to get somebody who's lived there for 30 or 40 years to understand that. So, you know, and as Supervisor Lipscomb mentioned, if we had the material maybe ahead of time where we could alert them or through our newsletters or this is what's happening and why, as opposed to it just doesn't get cut, and then right away they think, well, somebody just forgot to do it or, you know, is not doing it. So, thank you.
Supervisor Dumitrieva.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to move approval, and I guess I'm one example of one of the projects, the district I represent, that is already started. We have a naturalization and restoration of the South Shore Bluff going on, which is something that the neighbors have long talked about. So when you think of naturalization, just don't only think of, and it's easy to think this way, I've learned so much from Brian, that it's not just, you know, not cutting grass, which actually has a lot of benefits to reduction of labor and the dependence on fossil fuels, et cetera. But it's also naturalizing and restoring, for example, the South Shore, the Bluff, which will really help that area, and that's for many generations to come. So that's a project that's already jump-started, and the neighbors are trying to do some private fundraising too. So this will definitely benefit other projects like that. So I move approval.
Motion is to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 no.
And lastly, item number